Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Besoek RSG Geldsaake se Facebookblad en kom ons gesels.
Kleinskaalse kernreaktors word deur sommige beskou as 'n lewensvatbare oplossing vir energieuitdagings veral hier by ons op die kontinent van Afrika volgens Dr. Gerard Boyce. 'n Ekonoom en senior dosent aan die Universiteit van KwaZulu-Natal kan Suid-Afrika se beleidsrigting rondom kernkrag 'n strategiese rol speel in internasionale betrekkinge, veral met die VSA onder 'n Trump-administrasie. Ek het vroeër met hom gesels oor die moontlike rol van sulke reaktors in Suid-Afrika, die internasionale belangstelling en dan ook die beleidsveranderinge wat nodig mag wees om hierdie tegnologie hier te laat posvat. Goeiemiddag, Gerard. Welkom by die program. Wat maak Suid-Afrika en die breër Afrika-mark so aantreklik vir lande wat betrokke is by kernkragtegnologie?
Thanks for the question. Is the African nuclear energy market is because we are a relatively young continent in terms of our economically active population, that is. We have very low rates in many parts of Africa of electrification. So this is a boon for the nuclear energy industry, especially given the large deposits of uranium natural resources on the continent, as well as the very strong desire to boost economic growth using your primary resources extraction.
So the major tech companies are really showing growing interest in the small and medium reactors for their data centers, and we know they're starting to use more and more energy. How do these commercial drivers influence political and economic decisions regarding nuclear power here in South Africa?
Okay, so you're right to place it in the global context. You know, this is something which is happening globally, right? We've seen this, the uranium stock price rising on the back of forecast increased demand from data centers, right? Especially by big tech. So it's not something in just like, South Africa. South Africa, what we'll see as a reflection, of this. The way I see it is that because we have these very rapid increases in energy demand globally, especially in the developed world, are going to be able to sustain those needs. So they would look for the big tech companies, that is, will look for alternate energy sources. And South Africa and broader African concept, but South Africa especially, given its expertise and its deep links in the global nuclear industry would make a very, very attractive investment destination for these tech companies.
If I read your argument correctly, the one that was published on MoneyWeb, you are saying that a simple policy change in South Africa could pave the way for American investment in these small reactors. How realistic is such a step within the current political climate?
Well, the lens through which that article that was published, had looked at my stuff, I actually had started from the other way around. I think that because of all the geopolitical developments going on, I think that the reasons that the US has put forward, are red herrings for why they're putting so much pressure on South Africa. And I think it's more commercial interest, specifically, I think, in our nuclear industry. So what I think has happened is the Trump administration in particular, because of its links with the tech moguls, the big tech entrepreneurs who are pushing for rapid expansion of nuclear industry power, right? I think that they have identified South Africa as a big market. So what I think is the current geopolitical developments in a nutshell would actually drive or push the growth of data centers and nuclear power reactors, small modular reactors, that is, in South Africa.
So if I understand you correctly, they are complaining about other things and by that maybe pushing us towards buying nuclear reactors from them?
I think it's, as I wrote, it's a red herring, the reasons that they put forward. It's because of the alignment of interest between both the supporters, of Trump, as well as our very own, very, very strong nuclear lobby in South Africa, that we see this this resultant pressure being exerted on the South African government, ostensibly for our stance against Israel and the grievances that Afrikaners have. But I think that's cover, you know, for something else.
So there are concerns about U.S. long-term investment involvement and political stability. How should South Africa shape its nuclear strategy to mitigate the risk of this uncertainty?
Now that's a, you know, I think navigating that one is going to be very tough. Outside of U.S. nuclear interests and the influence that they're going to be exerting, even within South Africa, the debate about nuclear power isn't settled. So we have an energy minister who is, regardless of all of the headwind he's been experiencing, he's hell-bent, you know, on, or the administration is hell-bent, you know, on expanding nuclear power capacity. You know, on the other hand, I think we have enough opposition from both industry as well as, within the energy industry, as within civil society, which are against nuclear power. How that will be eventually settled, I think, is a political decision, you know, rather than a technical or financial decision. We just make it out to be almost like this very sterile debate, which we try to reduce it to. I still think that there's a political dimension here. The geopolitics of the peculiar geopolitics of the nuclear energy industry is just adding another dimension to it.
Baie dankie, Gerard. Dit was Dr. Gerard Boyce, ekonom en senior docent aan die Universiteit van KwaZulu-Natal.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.